We are rolling. Yep. Hello, my name is Captain Crater. Basically, I would describe myself as a citizen, and I'm also a freelance activist, so any cause that I feel could benefit from my skills, I give it to them. Two days ago, I went round to my parents' house to have dinner with them, and on the way I drove through a series of potholes that really, really I felt were terrible. So I was so angry at this, I jumped out of the car, grabbed my phone, took a picture and tweeted it directly to the council. Well, we've had the standard response, but interestingly enough, within 24 hours my account had been suspended. Due to someone making a complaint about harassment. So I decided then perhaps I'd made a point and stopped directly messaging the council. And then I encouraged the people who'd already started to follow me to help me and photograph their potholes and try and spread the word. My Twitter account, I have the screenshots, within 24 hours someone had made a complaint that I was aggressively following them and messaging them too much. So I'd made a series of tweets to the council. I can't say that it was them, but that's what happened. And from the public, it's been amazing. I mean, I had a feeling this would go viral because it's an issue that affects all of us and it's something that everyone can see. There's no hiding from the issue. But again, you know, it causes damage to cars, but it's really the road safety issue, the damage to life that is going on here. Well, you see, the response from the council has been to blame the government, that it's government cuts. But I'm afraid we don't really accept that, because if we have the money to bomb other people's roads, we have the money to fix our own. Well, I don't think legally the council can really have a logical debate against it, because they have a statutory duty in law to ensure road safety. So it's not good enough to say we don't have the money. I think, you know, looking at the past few years of Wirral Council and the investigations into it, and even what local MPs have said about it, there's still a lot of unanswered questions regarding the private contracting of roads and what's been going on and the management of it. Well, I only started this 2 days ago, so it's taken me 2 days just to photograph a couple of streets in my neighbourhood. So that's why I was asking other people to get involved, because we can use the pictures, we can use the GPS data from your phones, and we can start putting them on a map, and then we can really visualise the problem and actually start to shame the council into actually taking action and protecting people's lives. They're not that bad. Well, I lived in Bulgaria for 6 months. I've lived in a few different countries in Eastern Europe. And Bulgaria is one of the poorest countries in the EU. Yet when I returned to the Wirral, I honestly felt that our roads were worse than that. And I'm wondering why. We're the fourth richest nation in the world. What's going on? The reason it's got worse is that when you try and patch up a pothole just by filling it, it's actually, from an engineering point of view and a physics point of view, it's the worst thing you can do, because water can still get into the pothole, it gets underneath. You have to remember that a car is at least a ton in weight, moving at 20 to 30, 40, 50 miles an hour. I think even GCSE, you know, science students can work that one out. We've got 38, 37, 36... Basically, to everyone, please get involved, hashtag it's all gone to pot, upload your pictures, or come onto Facebook and find us, upload your pictures. To the council, we're fed up with the lies, so we need something done, or we're going to take action ourselves and perhaps take your jobs and your seats away from you.